likes the stuff.
This is the Regional Rock Hour.
He likes it.
On 92.1 Eagle.
What was that one called, guys?
Black Key Guy.
Black Key Guy. And that's an original tune you wrote, right?
Yes, sir, it is. It's about the note that don't get a vote.
The note that don't get a vote. Okay, awesome, awesome. It's a rocking tune, man. I dig that one. You said, talking off air a little bit, you said you guys played a little bit different now?
Yeah, you know, when you play stuff... All the new original stuff we have now, you know, we haven't recorded, and geez, you know, 6 months later, it's a different song because you figured out something different. That's the evolution of a song.
Very cool, very cool. Where'd you guys record this? Because I got a demo. We got four different songs. We've played them throughout the months here. Where did you record this one?
That's at Junior's out to Alto, Junior's Motel, Kirk Kaufman.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
And, it was all done on analog tape. And actually, the mixes you have are just a mix after we got done recording. We just kind of went through and set some levels, and we really haven't spent much time with it, but it's pretty raw.
Yeah, you guys, I've seen you play live, though. You are a very, you're an energetic live band. I mean, I think that's when it really comes through, is when you guys are playing live. And Gene, you're bass and vocals, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And Cody, you're the drummer?
Right.
All right. Now, Chris, are you lead or rhythm guitar?
I am behind Marshall. He's a lead guy.
Okay.
I'm a rhythm guy. I like sitting back and just playing the rhythm, throwing little things in here and there. But I'm happy where I'm at.
Awesome, awesome. You do any face melting solos, Marshall?
Come on,
it's been on a while. The floor, brother, on the floor.
This dude can really rock a guitar. I tell you what, the licks come out of this guy's hands. I love them. They are good.
Awesome, awesome.
And Cody, we made him start singing too. He didn't sing much, but you know, we found out he has a voice. And, I'm not going to let him just not use it. So yeah.
That's cool. Everybody gets involved. Everybody has to pull their own weight a little bit.
Everybody,
huh?
Everybody has to sing at least one.
Yep. Yeah.
Super cool. Super cool. Super cool. Again, that's tomorrow night. Then 8 o'clock in the Rock Room at Patty's Pub. Can you count how many times you've played Patty's Pub now?
Oh my god! Jeez. 25, 30 years, something like that.
Back when it was Pee Wee's before.
Yeah.
Boy, so many. A lot of times, man.
It is a historic place. It is a very historic place. So
it's a good sounding room. There's a lot of history there. We're glad we can, you know, keep it going. And thanks to you too, man, for doing the show and promoting live music, man. We need more of that. We appreciate it. All the musicians appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. You got it. You know, I think that getting out and actually seeing live music is probably one of the best things you can do with your time. It's probably the best thing I do with my time. You know. Otherwise, you know, could be out getting in trouble, but no, going out and just enjoying and rocking is definitely better than a lot of the alternatives that you could be getting into.
He's been blessed with a lot of good musicians over the years, and that's true today, too. So, yeah, if you get a chance to go catch some live music, it's well worth a lot of talent in this town.
Excellent, yeah, and as we will, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in the Rock Room at Patty's Pub. I want to thank you guys for coming in and hanging out. This has been a lot of fun. We've learned a lot here today. And
thank you very much.
You got it.
Everybody bring 50 people with you.
Yeah.
Come down, we will rock you.
Excellent.
Definitely.
Cool, man. Cool. Again, 8 o'clock tomorrow night in the Rock Room at Patty's Pub. We are going to get back into the music now. We've got Far From Innocent on the way, and then we've got this band right here. We'll be in the Rock Room not too long after you guys, the next weekend, or the Friday before Christmas, I should say. It's the 22nd, Brutal Republic. Yeah.
Yeah, good guys there. Yeah. Rock band.
East Side Window, 92.1 The Eagle, and the Regional Rock Hour, brought to you by Patty's Pub.
not adjust your radio. This is the Regional Rock Hour on 92.1.
Dreams. They got something inside of them to drive.
92.1 The Eagle and the Regional Rock Hour. That was Hawks and American Girls. Before that, Far From Innocent, and without really realizing it, I played the two openers for this year's Shellebration. You know, thinking about it, we just had MGCC in here. If any of the Shellebration guys are thinking about who are we going to get as our opener for whoever the headliner is. I know they have it picked. They have the date set, Saturday, June 30th. But what about openers? Maybe consider MGCC. They are a rockin' live band. Tomorrow night, catching them 8 o'clock in the Rock Room at Patty's Pub with the East End Boys. Some bluegrass, very eclectic. Really, really good time tomorrow night in the Rock Room at Patty's Pub. Make sure you check it out. Going to get into some Waterloo music here very shortly. We've got Hazer right after this on 92.1 The Eagle, the Regional Rock Hour.
December is gonna rock with all the events happening at Patty's Pub. Tomorrow night, check out MGCC with special guest East End Boys. The third Thursday jam session will be held on Thursday the 21st, open to all musicians. Friday, December 22nd is the long-awaited return of Brutal Republic to the Rock Room. And ring in the new year the right way with live music from Toadstool on the 31st. December rocks at Patty's Pub, downtown Fort Dodge.